Resolution firms specialize in helping individuals, families, and businesses get right with the IRS. They're experts in the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, a powerful new program that can make resolving tax issues easier. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, Optima's award-winning team has helped thousands of people protect their paychecks, bank accounts, homes, and businesses by putting their tax problems to rest. Resolving over $1 billion in tax debts for their clients. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit Optima Tax Relief.
Back here in Cabot, we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Going to check a couple stats for you here. Bombers trailing now at halftime 39-17. Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectation. Luke Proctor's got 4 points. 2 points for Reed Ellison. Kai Bickford's got 2 points. Braden Dewey, leading scorer so far for the Bombers, has 8 points. And Dodge Harris hit that free throw at the end of the quarter. On the other side, Navarrus Whitaker's filling it up. He's got 14 points. Anderson's got 12 points. JT Turner has 10 points. Andre Davis has 2. So really it's only been 3 players scoring for Nettleton. Please be joined at halftime by head coach Del Leonard. Coach, usually we talk to you after the game. So yeah. we had a scheduling change. You know, they tried to get there was some severe weather going on throughout the state, some tornadic activity in northeast Arkansas, so they tried to get Nettleton home as quick as they could because someone's going to have to stay longer than they need to anyway, but I think they made the best choice scheduling-wise. But anyway, what do we know about this team tonight, Pulaski Academy?
Well, we played Branson last Saturday, and I think they're just like them, probably more skill as far as handling the ball and scoring. They're probably a little bit better than Branson was, maybe a lot better, but the way that they press and half court trap and those type things, it's something that we didn't handle very well against Branson Saturday. So we're going to see if we learned anything. The whole key for us, I think we'll be okay facing five. If we can make them face five, I think we can guard them. It's just going to come down to how many points are they going to score off of turnovers, and hopefully that won't be very many because hopefully we'll take care of the ball. I think that's the number one key for us is take care of the basketball tonight.
You know, you've been shooting it a lot better. Your defense has been much improved, but, of course, the big glaring thing out there is the turnovers. Is that really the only thing that you're trying to – it's not going to get fixed, but it can be improved. Is that the only thing that's trying to get improved at this moment, or are you just trying to get everything better?
Well, offensively, the turnovers are killing us, but there's so many things that go into that. It's not that the defense is turning us over. We're turning ourselves over. And I have been preaching to our kids, we have to have a post presence, and we have to be able to get the ball down on the block. You're talking about Annie Norcross and Lauren Waymeyer, and Emma Wilbur can do some good stuff down there. And we work on that hard in practice, and then we get in the game, and I'm not really – it's just inexperience, I guess. I don't know what to – but we're going to keep working on it. I do feel like that we can get there and these kids can accomplish something and hopefully, get it all figured out before we get into January. But, it's just – right now it's team – especially this tournament, I don't call fouls. And,
no.
And I understand – they're getting real, real physical out there on the perimeter, and our guards are a little bit smaller than most teams' guards at this level, and that's okay, but we've got to be able to handle it and got to figure out how to get the ball to the paint. Now, getting the ball to the paint is going to be a little bit different tonight because it's going to come down. It's not going to be a traditional 5-on-5. Hey, you run this, you screen here, you reverse it, and then you throw it inside. It's going to be just beat the trap and get it to the offside post.
Yep.
But Dylan, the offside post needs to be where they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if the offside post will be where they're supposed to be, then good things will happen.
You know, it's good that you and Josh are kind of in that same mindset. You're not really concerned about your record. Now, of course, you're trying to go out and win every game, but as long as you're seeing improvement, even if you lose, you can still take things away and you just hope that you get better because, wins and losses at this point of the season don't necessarily matter, but once you start heading into January, you just hope that you're clicking on all cylinders. About your Christmas tournament is when you want to start seeing what kind of team that you'll have.
Yeah, you just – anybody worth their weight in salt that wants to win, and you want to, and when you don't win, you want to at least feel like you're getting better. And the thing that I can't figure out with this group is we'll go play Bentonville and Lake Hamilton and look pretty good.
Two teams that are state title contenders in the classification.
And then we'll play Ned and the first reader, and we'll throw it in the bleachers 28 times. I just don't understand, but, you know, I just keep saying it, I like our team. I really, really like these girls. I've coached teams that weren't very good and thought they were good, and we had a few people that maybe weren't necessarily great teammates, and that's not fun. This team, first of all, I think they can be really good. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure they believe that right now, but I hope they'll get to that point. But they're really, really good people, and I just want them to be rewarded just for mainly the type of people they are. But, you know, it's there's a lot of good people in the world, but there's not very many really good basketball players and basketball teams. And, you know, just because we're good people and we work hard doesn't mean that good things are going to happen for us. We've got to make our own breaks.
Yeah. So after tonight, you face a good Nettleton team. What do you have? Three more games for the Christmas break. Is that correct? You got Nettleton. You got tonight, Nettleton,
Harrison.
And then Harrison, and then it's the Christmas break. Is that? No, you got West Plains in there, too.
That's right. West Plains is next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, and that's our first home game in a while, and that might be really what our kids need.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to get better tonight and tomorrow before we go to Harrison. You know, I'd like to figure some things out. And what's crazy is, you know, I don't really keep up with Harrison, but my wife was telling me that they had a game Monday against Harrison, and some of their coaches were saying that they're really struggling at the high school right now. So, you know, and I'm sure they're in the same boat we're in. They're playing some really, really good teams. And I remember years ago, probably 8 or 9 years ago, when Watson Chapel started out, they're talking about boys, started out 0-10.
Yeah.
And ended up winning the state title.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's really not – it's not who you play. It's how you play when you're playing them. And but you definitely want to play teams to get better. And I can't think of anybody that's going to be better. I mean, Greenwood's going to be really good, obviously. But the rest of our league, I mean, Cabot and Lake Hamilton and Bentonville and Nettleton, I mean, they obviously be one of the better top two teams in our league. So we're playing a good schedule.
Oh, absolutely. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck this evening.
All right. I hope our girls come out and take care of the ball, and I think it could be a lot of fun.
I think so, too. Coach, appreciate the time. This is the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show. 39-17, your halftime score. Bombers trailing. We're going to take a little break, bring you the second half of action. You're listening to Bomber Basketball. Classic hits, 101.7, and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance is proud to support our Mountain Home Bombers. The team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance understands and appreciates that professional dedication.